Hey everyone, John Gonzalez here from MLive.com.
And Amy Sherman, and we'd like to welcome you to this special podcast edition from MLive.
All right, Amy, we have another familiar person joining us here on the show.
We do, our good friend Lori Hathaway from LPWine.com, Leelanau Peninsula Wine Trail. You guys have lots of activities all the time, but you have a big month happening, the month of May.
You know, we really do, and we're very, very excited about it because, you know, now Michigan Wine Month is May, and we decided to really take advantage of that, and we are running Traverse City Uncorked. The whole month of May, there's going to be activities with wine in all of them. But no matter what your tastes are, you can do, and you know, you can go winemaker dinners, you can do paint and wine with Stephanie Schlatter.
Ooh,
I think you guys know
yeah,
her.
Yeah, we do.
She's great.
Yeah, and so the wine counselor, Michael Schaefer, you can do education classes.
Oh, yeah.
But the one I'm really excited about, I mean, I'm excited about them for sure, but the one I'm really excited about is we're doing a comedy show called Sips and Giggles.
Ah! Oh.
And you'll be welcomed with... you'll be welcome with sex when you walk in the door from Mobby. Was I allowed to say that?
For those who don't know, it is an actual wine from Mobby. It's fantastic.
So it's really going to be a fun event, you know, where you can really, you know, you can taste some wines and laugh and have a good time at the same time.
Sips and Giggles.
When
I
is
like
that?
It.
What's the date on Sips and Giggles?
Sips and Giggles is May 20th.
Okay.
And we have Andrew Norelli. He's nationally acclaimed. He's been on all the night shows. And so he's going to be wonderful.
Great.
That's fantastic. So lots of events that are going to be happening for the month of May. And if people want to get more information, where should they go for that?
TraverseCityUncorked.com.
Oh, I like that. But you have things going on all the time up there.
We do.
And you don't even have to have a special event. You can just come up and tour some of the vineyards.
Yeah. You know, we have, you know, I feel so lucky in Northern Michigan. It's beautiful. But we also have, and I know I'm a little biased, but we have the greatest winemakers. I mean, they're just laid back and fun. And it's really, you know, when it's not so busy is a great time to go up there because you can hang with the winemakers as they're pouring wine in your glass and talking about how they picked every grape and how they crushed every grape. And so it is a really exciting time. And we do have a lot of events through the year. Our next one actually is one, it's actually the one that I don't work and I attend because I like it so much, but small plates. So there's seatings at different wineries at 6, 7, and 8. And so you go to one winery and have a small plate and wine, and then you go to another one, and then another one. And you pick your meals based on where you want to go. And it's really a nice event. It's casual, laid back, and you're getting great food and wine.
When is that? When is small plates?
April 8th.
Okay.
Well, let's say that you have heard about Traverse City and its wine country and the tasting rooms, but you've never gone. What can people expect? I mean, do they all work together? Do they all have separate events? How does it all work?
Well, you know, we're so lucky to have an area. We have two peninsulas, which is amazing for a wine region because, you know, wine grown on peninsulas is typically, you know, a great place to grow wine. And so you can go to two different trails. You got the Old Mission Peninsula and the Leelanau Peninsula. And so they host some events on their own. We host events on our own. Then you have individual wineries hosting events. And then we come together for the Traverse City Wine Festival that everybody's involved with. So,
oh, we know that, right, Amy?
Yes. And that is carrying on.
It was so hot that day that we were there.
It was really hot.
It was so hot. Oh, my gosh. Everyone was melting.
I looked like a lobster. I was, like, so red.
We all were.
But it was fun. There was wine.
Oh, could have been a little wine flush, too. You never know. But.
Well, I was working, so I actually wasn't drinking the wine. But
it was me who had the wine flush.
But really, though, Traverse City, if you've never been there for the tasting rooms and the whole thing, they're so nice. Everyone is nice. All the winemakers are great, like you said. They'll tell you their stories. But it's something that you really need to experience.
You know, you really do. And what's interesting about Traverse City, and I just moved back there 4 years ago, so I'm still adjusting, but, like, everything goes. You can come into a tasting room with ripped off jeans and you can come in a cocktail dress and it all goes. So, it, you know, and it's in the experiences that you can do. I mean, you really can. It's not just wine tasting. You know, there's the Sleeping Bear sand dunes and there's the lakes and the beautiful views and there's hiking everywhere. And there's so much you can add with your wine tasting,
yeah,
you know, for the weekend and really experience. And of course, great foods up there, too. I mean, I'm so lucky we moved up, and the restaurants, I'm just amazed. So I came from an area that didn't really have a lot of restaurants, and
it's booming.
It really
is. That's for sure.
So,
with all of that.
So yeah, definitely, you know, for people who've been there, they know. They just know.
Yeah.
You know, it's their place. It's a place that people call up north. But for people who haven't, they really need to experience it, whether it's coming up as a couple, coming up with a family. Like, there's so much for everybody up there.
You guys actually host a lot of bachelorette parties.
We do.
Because I've run into them several times when I'm at wineries. And I think that is so fun because you guys can help them set up the entire day where you get a driver.
Transportation.
You get transportation, which is key. And this doesn't have to be for a bachelorette party. It could be for a birthday party or whatever. But get transportation, get a place to stay, and kind of take care of everything, right?
Yeah, completely. There's great transportation companies up there. It is a great way to go with a bunch of friends. When I take a group out, like my staff and stuff, we'll go out that way, you know, with one of the tour companies. And it's fun because you're just relaxing. And they make all the arrangements with calling the wineries and setting the times, letting them know when they're coming. And it's, you know, it's definitely.
You don't have to think. You can just enjoy your friends and enjoy the time with them, which I love that.
Laura, you've done a lot of research on wine in Michigan, specifically in Traverse City. And you wrote a book, right?
Yep. The history book is that.
No big deal. Just two.
But one thing that I found in the research that I've been doing lately is Traverse City used to have a reputation of doing whites well, the Rieslings, the sweet wines. But in the last couple of years, we're seeing the trend to the reds are starting to catch up in it because those vines are maturing, right?
Yeah, you know, they are, and it's more, you know, we are the region that people are talking about across the country. Our wines are at that level now. We're there, and we've done the whites well for a long time, true. So the reds, it's more of a matter of being a younger area, you know, growing area. It's figuring out what can grow there because we aren't the warm weather, you know. I mean, sometimes it's so freezing, you're like, right. You can't even walk out the door, but It takes a while to figure out what can grow there. So we're doing Cabernet Francs really well. Pinot Noirs we're great at. We're seeing a little bit of, we have some Blaufränkisch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it.
Which is a great one.
Shady Lane does
Shady
a great,
Lane
yeah,
has a great one.
Yeah.
I have some, actually. We brought some good wines with us.
What the heck? Why are we not sampling?
It's a little early, but we're just seeing, there's still varietals coming in to see, hey, what grows well here. But when we grow them, we can grow them really well. And with the reds, it's more that we can grow them really well. We can't always grow them. You know what I mean? It's like when we can do it, we're doing it well, but they're just a little bit more challenging than the whites.
Yeah. I love it. Well, you guys have lots of exciting things happening. If people want to get more information about all the things that are happening in the wine country of Traverse City, where should they go?
You know, the best place to go is traversecity.com. They really have a really good complete list of all the wineries up there, all the events. And and by the way, this is actually kind of big. I can't believe I didn't think of this. But for the month of May, we have lodging packages. So you get a lodging package at some of the hotels up there. You get a gift bag, but you get passes for free tasting at all the wineries.
Yay. Whoa, it's like a no-brainer.
No-brainer, right? Because that pays for your hotel room.
Like, absolutely. Okay, so you got to head up to Traverse City during the month of May for TC Uncorked. And you can get info at TC Uncorked.
Traverse City Uncorked.
TraverseCityUncorked.com.
Yep.
.com. And definitely head up there. What a great time that would be during the month of May. Right, John?
Or anytime, really.
Anytime. All right, Laura Hathaway, thanks so much.
Thanks. Down to these railroad tracks and not knowing nobody coming back for me. Leaving the dust behind. No more time wasted on getting gone. Laurie Hathaway with the Leelanau Peninsula Wine Trail, and I'd like to thank MLive for having me on this special podcast.